Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition 1962, recorded on Thursday, the 8th of June, 2017, bringing you news and information from your local evening news, Norwich. I'm Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by Ian Robertson.
Thank you, Paddy. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with this week's news, we have two features, one on the boxing champion Nicola Adams and the other on an area of Norwich known as the Village on the Hill. We also have letters to the evening news and also information desk. Our first news stories include a pilot scheme to help people back to work and a filthy room at a city hotel. But first, virtual reality is being used to help certain people.
One of Norwich's largest venues has been captured in a virtual reality tour, which can help people with disabilities and anxiety understand the building before arriving. Open Youth Trust has had a 3D map created of the inside of the building using the latest technology in virtual reality and 3D cameras, and visitors can now click around the venue to understand its layout.
People stopped by police will now be caught on film as frontline officers start wearing body cameras while on patrol. There has been some research that said officers wearing the cameras see a reduction in the number of assaults on them, as offenders' behaviour can be less aggressive when they realise that they are being filmed. It is also hoped that the cameras, which cost £400 each, will speed up prosecutions in court, similar to dash cams. This will enable us to provide that recording and supplementary evidence, which is the best evidence to show the jury exactly what happened.
Four teenagers have been reported to court for criminal damage after a memorial garden for seven-year-old Summer Grant was damaged at a Norwich primary school. CCTV footage had been released of the incident at Valley Primary School, where Summer had been a pupil before being killed last Easter after the bouncy castle she was playing in blew away in high winds.
A robber who helped to tie up a pensioner who'd been attacked on his doorstep with a Stanley knife has been jailed for 9 years.
Asthma affects more than 5.4 million people in the UK alone, but there are many more people with the condition around the world who are not lucky enough to have access to medical help. Asthma International sends funds across the globe to help children with asthma who normally would have not been able to receive treatment. The charity supplies funding to local doctors who are able to prescribe asthma medication. Vietnam was selected because it has the highest asthma figures in Asia.
Tackling unemployment, beating loneliness, and supporting city charities have been put top of the shopping list in an innovative pilot scheme at Norwich's Marks & Spencer store. The chain has picked 10 areas where it wants to play a bigger part in its community and address issues from poverty to mental health. Ideas include friendship groups to reduce loneliness among isolated, offering careers advice to young people, supporting start-up businesses, and extending staff volunteering. Lessons learnt in Norwich could then be rolled out to 1,000 stores nationwide.
A hotel guest said that she was so disgusted with the state of her room that she felt she had no choice but to sleep in her clothes. Johanna Sharland had travelled to Norwich from Nottingham to visit her son in hospital when she decided to stay at the Lodge Hotel in Unthank Road with her friend Dawn Dawson on Friday, May the 26th. The pair settled on the MJB Hotel at a cost of £60 for two nights after ignoring negative online reviews, dismissing them as fussy people. But they soon found a litany of issues, including a broken doorframe, bed bugs, mould and urine stains in their room.